All right, God bless you all. Welcome this morning. Wonderful to be with the saints on this fine post-Thanksgiving morning. I see a lot of you on the conference call this morning from all over this wonderful country. We get to freely worship the Creator of the heavens and the earth. That's something many other countries, many other people around the world don't get to do. So like Al mentioned, thankfulness is a common theme, especially during this time of year. And on Monday night, I did a sharing that I called Cultivating Thankfulness. And many of you were on the call to listen to that. But this morning, I'm going to be sharing on a topic that kind of branches out from that subject matter that I've entitled Push Big. That is P-U-S-H-B-I-G. Last Sunday, I shared on some biblical acronyms that I'm sure you all got a kick out of, such as WWJD, which, of course, is very well known, and that stands for What Would Jesus Do? GOAT, G-O-A-T, stands for God of All Things. The acronym LIGHT stands for Living in God's Holy Truth. And my favorite, SWAG, Saved with Amazing Grace. But the two acronyms that I've put together we're looking at this morning is PUSH BIG, which simply stands for Pray Until Something Happens and Believe in God. Simple, yet so vital to the born-again life. And I think it's safe to say that our society is not so reliant on prayer or on God for much these days. We often rely on what's called instant gratification, because if what we're asking for or what we need doesn't come right then and there after asking for it or seeking it out, game over. We're so programmed these days to simply give up on our prayer life. Our emotions and our circumstances will always try to tempt us to stop praying. However, we need to push big. So my goal for this morning is to encourage you to continually endure in your prayer life, no matter how difficult any given situation may seem. I'm also going to encourage you to get into a place of stillness, or better known as the secret place, to get alone with God on a more intimate level. I want to share with you a couple of verses of Scripture. The first one is on the screen, kind of our simple theme verse this morning, but 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Better yet, pray without hesitation. Many people still struggle with this idea, because they don't see any results right then and there. But another verse that I like to point people to is Isaiah 30:41. And that says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. If we're honest with ourselves, unanswered prayers can be quite discouraging. And if we're not careful, unanswered prayers can lead to weariness and despair. And if we're not careful, we could come to a place where we might just say, it doesn't work. If you've been discouraged by not seeing the results of prayer, well, keep pressing on. Because one day you will see the glorious fruit of what God can really do and how He can really work in your life. And listen, I know it's hard. Sometimes it takes 2 days, maybe 2 months, or in some cases, 2 years. However, we have to have an attitude that says, I will not give up until I see my prayers answered. I think it's reasonable to assume that there have been certain prayers in our lives that took more time for God to answer. Imagine if we would have quit praying. We would not have been able to see God at work. And guess what? We give all the glory for answering those prayers and more. Because the deeper the trial, the more beautiful the victory is. God teaches us quite a bit in that process. And there are many things that I wouldn't have learned if I didn't go through that process of pushing big. And not only did God teach me a great number of things, but he also matured. He matured me in many ways. So as you are praying, remember that sometimes God doesn't change your situation right away, but what he does change is us. What gives us strength to keep praying is praying for God's will to be done. Because God's glory is our joy, and when our hearts are centered on him getting all the glory, we don't want to stop praying. And I'm not saying there's not going to be any form of temptation involved while you are in your prayer life, because we struggle with our own thoughts, our own strengths, our own weaknesses, our own motives, our own intentions, this and that. It happens all the time. However, there should be a godly desire to see God's name glorified in all that we say and do. And when we do have that desire, we are motivated to press on in prayer. I'll be honest, persevering in prayer is hard at times, because just about any other human being on this planet, we hate to wait. We hate patience. Humans are generally very impatient. I get it. Waiting sucks. And the process can be so draining that you feel as if you're on a roller coaster. With that said, while persevering can be hard, we are not only called to persevere, we are also to rejoice in hope and be devoted to prayer. Because when we are doing these things, persevering in prayer becomes all the more easier. There is joy when our joy comes from the Father and not our own situation at hand. No matter how difficult the situation may appear, there is greater joy that awaits us, because we must never lose sight of our hope of the things that the Lord has promised us. You know what? This helps us to be joyful in our trials and tribulations, because the more you pray, the easier it becomes. I think we should make our prayer our daily exercise. Maybe you could say that we need to exercise more. But sometimes the best thing to do is to be still before God, focusing on him and just allowing your heart to speak. That's called the secret place. You get alone with God and you tell him exactly what's on your heart. So don't think that your prayers are going unnoticed. He knows, he sees, he understands, and he's working even if we can't see it. Continue to praise the Lord. You get before him every day and pray until something happens. Whatever it takes, push big. Now, why would we do this? A few key points. Prayer helps you develop a relationship with God. You don't have a relationship with somebody else if you don't talk to that person. And just like your parents here on earth, for many of you that was probably a while ago at this point, but just like parents here on earth, our Heavenly Father wants to hear from us and talk to us. When you pray, he listens, and then he answers your prayers. He always does, and he always will, no matter how long it takes or what the answer may be. Prayer helps us gain an understanding of God's loving nature. According to 1 John 4:8, the scripture says, God is love. And you can feel just that as you speak to the Father daily through prayer, seeking His guidance in your life. It wasn't too long ago that we had some t-shirts made. Prayers come with answers. Praying and listening to the answers God gives you can help you better understand your purpose in life. And this is something that many people struggle with on a daily basis. But God will help you understand why you are here and what you can do to further see your purpose. Something else that prayer does is that it helps you find direction in your life. Because when you intentionally seek out God's face, you can work through many serious issues, and that'll solve a lot of problems all on its own. God always listens and provides the specific answers and guidance we seek. Even when He does not answer immediately or in the way that we might have hoped, prayer itself is a way to find peace. Prayer gives you strength to avoid temptation. In Matthew 26:41, Jesus said, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation." Because through prayer, we can overcome temptations to rely on our own strengths, our own thoughts, our own weaknesses, our own abilities. The list goes on and on. That's when we pray for God's wisdom. And this will give us the strength to do what is right. Prayer, last but not least, prayer aligns with God's will. And the purpose of prayer is not to tell Him how you want Him to do things. Rather, it's to better understand Him and how He can work in our lives. Bringing ourselves into alignment with His will. C.S. Lewis, who was a famous Christian author, he said one time, "Prayer doesn't change God, it changes me." So, ladies and gentlemen, push big and continue to do so, because we will continue to see God working in our lives in miraculous ways. Okay, amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank You for the opportunity that we have as born-again ones to just be in Your presence. We ask You for continued strength and guidance in this walk that You have called us to. And we pray for just a bigger motivation to do Your will and see You at work, Father. In the name of Your Son, Jesus Christ, that I pray. Amen.